You're listening to Lost in the Sauce, a celebration of hot sauce makers and lovers from around the world. From big brands to local entrepreneurs, we review hot sauces based on aroma, texture, and taste before giving it an official flame rating. We'll also learn about each brand as well as share suggestions on what meals would pair well with the sauce. And we're going to do it all under 10 minutes. So let's do what we do and get lost in the sauce, powered by Fave Hot Sauce. Welcome to episode 14 of Lost in the Sauce. My name is Fave, and thank you for joining me on this mystical, magical, majestical journey through hot sauce land. And before we get into this week's hot sauce, I want to thank you for checking out episodes 12 and episode 13, which were both Zoom video calls with my brother Harlem, aka Dawson Inc., aka Dawson Eats America. It was a great time, and if you missed it, there are two things you can do. Go to YouTube, search Lost in the Sauce Podcast, and you will find the shows there, or simply visit getlostinthesauce.net/episodes. And not only will you get the video episodes, but all the previous episodes that leads up to the moment we're in right now. And right now we are in a moment of celebration as we have updated our release day from Fridays to Tuesdays. And it is also a moment of celebration for our sponsor, Fave Hot Sauce, as we prepare to celebrate local. After a year of pandemic lockdown, we will be in those streets alongside other local vendors. So please, ma'am, please, sir, visit getlostinthesauce.net for more information about that. So that's enough about me. I have the sauce right here that I got to talk to you about it. So without further ado, let's get lost. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I present to you Bajan Taiga Hot Sauce. Brought to you by Island Sun Canada in Kitchener, Ontario, Bajan Taiga Hot Sauce seeks to take your meals and charcuterie boards to the next level. They just threw that in there. Charcuterie, okay. I discovered Bajan Taiga Hot Sauce on Instagram, where the founder, who goes by Jeff D., hit me up and we decided to swap sauces. So what I love about this Bajan Taiga Hot Sauce, this is a fruit-based hot sauce. We're talking mangoes and scotch bonnets together in perfect harmony with fresh turmeric root, onions, garlic, corn syrup, lime juice, mustard, vinegar. And if you're dealing with hypertension and high blood pressure, guess what? There are only 4 milligrams of sodium per teaspoon. That is unheard of in hot sauce land. But Bajan Taiga Hot Sauce seeks to be more than just sauce. They want to be sauce with benefits. And my question was, how do those benefits affect the experience? So we've got this Bajan Taiga Hot Sauce, and it's not even in a classic 5-ounce woozy bottle. It is in a big old jar. It's still 250 milliliters, but this is a jar where you can open up the top, get a small spoon in there, and get it in. And for this sauce, I didn't want to do the traditional pizza, wings, taco situation. This brother sent his sauce from Canada, y'all. And the reality is the postage just to go to Canada, just to Ontario, is kind of high. So I'm invested in this sauce already. And I felt it needed to have a creative culinary experience to truly review this sauce. So we experienced this Bajan Taiga Hot Sauce on eggplant lasagna. I'm not playing. You know, the eggplant is just begging for a kick. It's begging for some flavor. I wanted some kick. So that's what we gave it. So I crack open the jar of Bajan Taiga Hot Sauce and we get into the aroma off the top, because the aroma gives you the foreshadowing of how it's going to taste. So I'm smelling the sauce. Okay, it's peppery. It's vinegary. It's peppery. It's vinegary. It's peppery. And it's vinegary. So I'm thinking this is going to be, you guessed it, a peppery, vinegary experience. So that's my take on the aroma. Now we get into the texture. Because it is in a jar, and I told you can get a small spoon in there, I figured I'd just get a little spoon and just do a little hand on the eggplant. And when I poured it out there, it's definitely ooshy and chunky. With a O, not a U. It's chunky. So it's ooshy thick and it's chunky. I don't know if it's the mangoes or what is going on, but it is definitely making a presence on this meal. So now we get to the moment of truth, the taste. I take a bite. Definitely notice that it is low sodium. It doesn't taste salty at all. It has a quick kick. It's like a quick in your mouth. And then the heat doesn't linger long. It's a fun sauce. It's hot, but it's not going to tear your mouth out. I don't know. I think it's the fruit base of it. The sweetness counteracts the acidity of the heat of the Scotch bonnets, and it just creates a fun kick sauce. So as soon as you feel the heat, it's like, boy, stop. And it's not hot anymore, and you can get some more on it. So I put some more on my eggplant lasagna. And if there was a definition of hot sauce, like just hot, it would be this sauce. Bajan Tiger hot sauce is just that. It is hot. It's not super hot. It's not extra hot. It's not, oh Lord, it's hot. It's not mild. It's not medium. It is straight up and down hot. And because it's not salty, you can really experience the flavor of the fruit and the heat together. So that is why we're giving this sauce, Kitchener, Ontario, stand up for this 4-flame rating. This sauce is, like I said, fun. It is a great sauce that can do so many different things. Now you may be wondering, if I love it so much, why didn't I give it a 5-flame rating? First of all, 5-flame is on the tangent of perfection. My only issue with this sauce is that it has corn syrup in it. It has so many great benefits, like fresh turmeric root, the onions, the garlic, the mustard was a nice touch. It has a great color. The vinegar is definitely there. So many benefits that corn syrup is kind of sticking out like a sore thumb. Not a deal breaker, but definitely something that kept it from being a 5-flame rating. So Jeff D, come on up here and get these 4 flames, brother, because you got to be a special kind of somebody to have a hot sauce that can go well on some eggplant lasagna. And if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere. Or perhaps just on these places we're going to suggest right now. What are we going to put Bajan Tiger hot sauce on? Well, their website, which is a very dope website, by the way. Very, very clean, nice design. Check it out at islandsun.ca. Order a bottle while you're on there, you know? And check out the recipes, because Jeff D is not playing with the recipes. Here are some of the things that he suggests that you put this sauce on. African peanut stew. What? I don't have the recipe, but you can go to the website, islandsun.ca, and get the recipe from Jeff. Tostadas, he put that out there too. Now, I was a little surprised by the tostadas, because my suggestions on where the sauce can go, pizza, wings, tacos, the Mexican side, because Scotch bonnet gives me such a West Indian Caribbean vibe, I don't see this on the Mexican culinary offerings. That's just me. Go buy the sauce, put it on a tostado, put it on some Mexican stuff, and report back. I'd love to see how it does, because I'm not going to do it. I like it on the things I mentioned, as well as beef patties. Whenever I get a Caribbean sauce, I want to try it on Caribbean meals. Now, I know I threw it on some Italian stuff. I did that just for flair. I just wanted to try something out. But the peanut stew is a dope idea. He has the recipe on his website. The omelet is a good idea. I think anything that needs a quick little lift, this sauce can get it in. So check it out. I am truly a fan, and I have deep respect for Jeff D and all the hot sauce makers out there that are doing it, small batch, local entrepreneurs celebrating what they love through hot sauce. Yep, and that's it. That's the deal. Bajan Tiger Hot Sauce, we celebrate you and we encourage you to keep doing what you do. Until next time, remember that you can breathe, you can grow, you can encourage, you can inspire with your words, and even more so with your actions. And I know hashtags are catchy and taglines are even catchier, but you need to watch your mouth and ask yourself, do you like what you see? And while you ponder, please, ma'am, please, sir, don't forget to pray for those strangers out there, because a stranger is definitely out there praying for you. Thank you for listening to Lost in the Sauce, powered by Fave Hot Sauce. Thanks again for listening to Lost in the Sauce, powered by Fave Hot Sauce. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show. And if you love it, please share it with your friends. All the foodies, that one who keeps hot sauce in her purse or in his glove box, all the TikTok and Instagram chefs, anyone who is about that hot sauce life, or just looking for a fun new podcast, tell them to stop looking and get lost in the sauce. I thank you in advance, and I'll check you out next week.